dude. You're kind of creeping me out just standing there. Does it matter what I'm doing here? I'm not bothering anyone, so why don't you be a good boy and leave me alone, huh? I've had a rough night. I'm not really able to talk to anyone right now. Please leave me alone. I can't really make you leave the park, but can you just not talk to me anymore? No. My parents and I get along really well, actually. That's a weird question to ask someone straight out the gate. Huh? Why would I run away from my own apartment? Well, after the night I had, I really needed some fresh air. What are you doing? You're calling the cops? Why? Is there a mugging happening or something? Huh? What do you mean I'm too? Oh, son of a bitch! It's happening again, isn't it? Little girl, I'm 25, asshole. 25. See? This is my ID. It said 25 years old. I shouldn't really be getting bad. I mean, it's not your fault. I do look really, really young for my age. It just gets really frustrating. I still get stopped by truant officers on the way to work. I will show them my work ID and driver's license so they apologize and leave me alone. But the whole fiasco make me late for work sometimes. When I go out with friends, some bars and clubs outright object me because they think I have a fake or something. My clothes? Well, I'm aware that my clothes are kinda childish looking. Well, I kinda grown fond of them. Hell, I do think that they're pretty cute. But I would like to find things my size that looks more grown up. But it's really hard to find clothes like that when you're only 4'6". And dating, oh my god. I haven't had a successful date in almost 2 years. A couple of the guys I went out with were super paranoid being seen out with me. There was this one guy. A friend of mine set me up. One of the blind date thingies. Apparently, she used pictures that make me look older than I was. Snapchat can work wonders sometimes. I was supposed to meet him at the park. He parked around the curb. I spotted him and waved. He looked at his phone and then looked at me and drove away. He chewed my friends out, saying that I looked like a fucking kid. The worst was last weekend. It was a guy I found on Tinder a while back, and we really hit it off. After a few weeks of talking, we decided to meet. He was so nice. Took me to movies and then to this really extravagant restaurant. It was going so well until the cops come in, like burst right into the restaurant, forced him to the ground and hauled him away, and left me with the $300 bill. The cops explained to me what was going on and asked if I was okay and that we should contact my parents and get me home, until I showed them my ID. They were super embarrassed and started to apologize and all that. In the end though, I came to find out that he was a huge pedophile. A whole lot of illegal porn on his computer and phone. Apparently, I was the closest thing to a child he could get legally. I felt like shit after that. I was some creep's best legal option. I took the week off work and just sobbed about it. Oh, tonight? Nothing with my age. I just got stood up. I know it's not big, but it still sucks. So yeah, that's my sad life in a nutshell. I know, I'm not looking for pity. I have plenty of ways of comforting myself. I like to drink away the pain with beer that I have to have my friends pick up for me. I don't know, I'm in the mood for a cold one. But I've only known you for like a few minutes. I know I've been to a blind date, well, not really, but it was with a friend of a friend, and she would have known where I would be at all times. I guess you get lonely too, huh? Well, if you go to my place, I might be a bit more comfortable. And just because I'm short, doesn't mean I can't kick your ass if you try anything funny. I take taekwondo classes, you know? Come on already. I wanna get tipsy and forget about that asshole stood me up. Let's go. You know, you're not actually such a bad guy. In fact, you're one of the more nicer guys I've met in a little while. That must sound kinda sad, right? You know, you're a pretty handsome looking guy. Your girlfriend must be really lucky to have a guy like you. Uh-oh. I'm not interfering between the two of you, am I? Would she be mad that I invited you over to hang? Thank God you're still single then. Okay, good. I might be a lot of things, but a homewrecker is definitely not one of them. Do you think I'm cute? Like, wanna date me cute? I'm sorry. I made things super awkward, didn't I? The drinks might be getting to me. I'm sorry. Oh. Really? Wow, you really think so, huh? I was hoping you'd say yes. So, wanna spend the night with me? I was hoping you'd say yes. Can we call this a date? Even though it was out of nowhere and uneventful. You know, I don't really care for all that cute and sappy shit. I like to get to right into the dirty bits. Yes, I love huge cocks and all, but this just wow. a bit big, but definitely something I can handle. Does that feel good? It's been a little while, but I'm doing my best. I'm your boss. This is so heavy and full. You've been pent up for a little while, haven't you? Come, Austin. That you were gonna come. I almost choked on it. You're lucky that you taste really good. I should really let you have it. I'm not mean. I just like to tease my partner a little. You're about to fuck me. So I think it's only fair that I get my little verbal punches in. Why are we still talking? It's about time we slip out of these clothes of ours. It's getting really, really hot in here. I know. Normal sexier bras are really impossible to find in my chest size. So I go without and wear camisoles. Same thing with my panties. But aren't they cute? I really love the little character print panties like this. And they hug on my butt so nicely, don't they? Okay, I'm ready for you. Giving that blowjob made me really wet. Just trust whenever you're ready. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. It's fine. Don't worry. I just felt so stuck. You don't have to hold back. I can take you. I can take all of you. Baby. You're already going so deep. Against my tight, sensitive walls. Bottoming out instead of my wet but shallow pussy. Shallow little pussy. Body is bouncing up and down. It's craving that sweet, huge cock. Look at my titties, my little breast bouncing up and down. And up and down. penetrate me. If other people saw what you were doing to me right now, say the way that you're fucking me, they might get the wrong idea. Fuck. Call your assaults with names. But it's okay. Because it's totally legal. It's my small body turning you on even more. Okay, because I know you like me just for me. I really like you too. It's been too long since I've been fucked like that. Good sex can put you in a good mood, huh? I think I kinda like you a lot. We should do this again. Not just the sex, I mean. There'll definitely be lots of that too. But just hanging out and being together and going on dates and stuff. If you became my boyfriend, that is. Good. Want to go again? Wait. Feed me first. I'm a bit hungry.